Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
My name is Liz, and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I'd like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and the local communities. To start, how many have you worked at the masonry industry?
I am bricklayer. It's good.
Yes, to start, how many years have you worked at the masonry industry?
How many years? I think it's my experience is around about 35 years for masonry job, mostly.
Okay, and what is your primary branch of the trade? Settle, plaster,
bricklayer? Bricklayer.
And on the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, your new level mechanic, apprentice?
I do everything. Whatever the masonry job is coming, I do everything. Caulking, repointing, brick, concrete, you know, stucco, everything. Because I worked in 15 years in Middle East and 25 years in America, you know.
Okay, the question is, on the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, a journey-level mechanic, apprentice, finisher or helper or improver?
Bricklayer foreman.
Okay, were you an improver, finisher, helper, apprentice, journey, foreman?
Foreman, finisher and foreman.
And yes or no, are you currently working at that trade?
Yes.
Okay. Approximately how many years have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted to work over the past 12 months, if any?
No. I am not jobless. Wonderful.
Okay. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for a non-union contractor over the past year?
Yes.
Okay. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time this year?
Yes.
More construction projects, fewer construction projects, or the same number as this time last year?
Same number.
Okay. And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time this year?
No.
Sir, do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer construction projects, or the same number as the union construction projects as this time last year?
Same number.
Okay. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
No.
Yes or no?
Why this survey? I don't understand why this is going to survey this is going to do.
Okay, we're just going through, this is a survey that we're doing. Our client is the Allied Workers. So can I continue?
Mm-hmm, okay. sense union?
Yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union construction projects?
No.
Yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked on in the past 4 months, were there a steward appointed by the union on any of them? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, and yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Yes.
Okay. Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through your state or local government, privately through the federal government, or do you know, or you don't know?
That's the government, but it's not New Jersey, not New York.
Okay, was it federal government or state or local government?
It's state government.
Okay. And thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same, or less unemployment than now?
Less than four.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe in the next 2 to 3 years it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
It's better.
Okay. Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, on which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about the job? Dust and air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling objects, heat and cold, language problems, careless people on the job, or unsafe power tools, or not really safety concern?
No, the safety concerns and COVID-19.
Okay, I'm sorry, what was that? What was the
COVID-19,
okay. Yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 4 months?
No.
Okay. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 4 months. Picketing.
No.
Okay. What about union organizing?
No.
What about political canvassing?
No.
Okay. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
Never.
Okay. Changing the subject, please rank the following news source, from the ones that you're most likely to get your news from to the ones that you're least likely to get your news from. What do you use the most? Cable news, local news, friends and neighbors, radio, print or
cable
online
news.
Newspaper, or the internet?
Cable.
Okay.
Cable news.
And
cable
what
news.
Do you use next? Local TV news, friends and neighbors, radio, online newspapers, or social media?
Social media.
Okay, and what about next? Local TV news, friends and neighbors, radio, or online newspaper?
It's local news.
Okay, and what about next? What is friends or family or neighbors, radio, or online newspaper?
Friends and family.
Okay, and what about out of radio and online newspaper?
Both is not.
Okay. And which cable network do you prefer news sources? Is your preferred news source Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, or another news channel?
CNN.
Okay. Which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Jobs in the economy, healthcare, the environment, education, immigration, foreign policy, or supports for labor unions?
Support labor union.
Okay. As you may know, BAC supports the application of David's Bacon standards to federally finance construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about David's Bacon Act?
Bacon Act.
Have you seen, read anything about David's Bacon Act?
No.
Okay. As you may know, the Davis Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects, which is it is very important, somewhat important, not only important, but not at all important, that the federal elected officials support it.
Nothing about it.
Sorry?
Nothing important.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you believe that the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protection of the David Bacon Act? The Democrat or the Republican?
Democrats.
Thank you. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in these disputes, the United Auto Workers or the GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
The United Workers.
United Workers much more or somewhat more?
Yes, United.
Much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Okay. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with you, each of the following. His job as president. Do you approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly.
Okay. What about the economy?
Economy? Yes.
Approve or disapprove?
Approve. Economy is approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
It's somewhat.
What about the immigration?
Yeah, approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly. Strongly.
Okay. And what about foreign affairs?
Approve.
Foreign affairs, approve or disapprove?
I don't understand what mean that one.
Okay. And what about healthcare?
Approve.
Approve strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. What about support for labor or unions?
Strongly.
Okay.
Approve.
Wait one moment. Thank you. Did you approve or disapprove of the way the Congress approve or disapprove of the way the Congress is handling its job?
Yeah, I approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strong.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote?
No.
Okay. Yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from the union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
Retirement skills and safety.
Yes. Do you find it useful? Yes or no? Do you find it useful to receive information? Okay. Turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Okay. Thank you. How would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Just fair.
Fair, okay. How could the union best improve its representation service?
What again? Say again, please.
Yes. How could the union best improve its representation and service?
Service.
How could they improve the union? What can they do to improve? Sorry. What can they do to improve, to get better its representation? What do you think? What can they do?
What they're going to do? I don't understand what they're going to do.
What do you think they can do to improve? How can they get better?
What I say, you know.
Sorry?
I don't know what he said. I say, you know. How can
okay,
I tell you improve there? Yeah. How long are you going to take it because I have a little bit work?
Well, I'm done, sir.
Oh, wow. What do you got?
Just a moment, please. And do you think the union stops? What is the most important thing that the union should be working on?
Increase the job. That's it.
I'm sorry?
Increase the jobs.
Please the job?
Mm.
What was that again?
I say increase the job. That's
Okay. Increase.
Mm.
Okay. Thank you. One moment, please. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Job site, union meetings, emails, fax, or email?
Email.
How often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? 4 or more times a year? A couple of times a year? Once a year or never?
A couple of times a year.
Okay. And I'd like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican?
Democrat.
Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Just to make sure that we have a representative sample, what is your race? What is your race?
What is my race?
Native American, Pacific Islander, yes.
Yeah, meaning.
Sorry?
Say again, please.
What is your race? Where are you? Where is your race? White or Caucasian, Black, African American, Asian American, Pacific Islander?
Yeah, I am Asian American.
Okay. Finally, strictly for verification purposes, may I please have your first name?
My first name is Arthur.
Okay. That concludes with our survey. I thank you so much for your time and patience. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Good.